This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Morning, this is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thanks for joining us today for our daily COVID-19 case update briefing. We'll start off with Dr. Clayton providing an overview of today's cases, and then we'll open up for your questions. Just a few housekeeping items. We will unmute the lines when it gets to the point for questions, and then this will be our last briefing for the week. The website will be continue to be updated over the weekend, and we will have another briefing on Monday. With that, I will let Dr. Clayton give an overview of today's cases.
Good morning. As of today, we are reporting 101 new cases. We have additional 8 individuals who are hospitalized. We are reporting no new deaths as part of these cases. We have 84 additional individuals who have recovered from COVID-19, as well as 412 new negative tests that have been performed. In total, that brings our case count to 1,411 COVID-19 cases. This includes 63 total hospitalizations, 45 currently hospitalized, 7 deaths, 457 individuals who have recovered from COVID-19, and 9,641 total negative tests performed. For our community impact map, we have updates for Bonham County, which was now minimal to moderate community spread, Brown County, which is substantial spread, Charles Mix County, which is minimal to moderate spread, Coddington County, which is substantial spread, Corson County, which is minimal to moderate spread, Girald County, which is minimal to moderate spread, Pennington County, which is substantial spread, and Sanborn County, which is minimal to moderate spread. Again, the focus of this community impact, the evaluations that we're doing with each individual case do take time, and the information that we have is based on the investigations that we have been conducting. So for the new cases for today, we are seeing 2 additional cases in Brown County, 6 in Lincoln County, and 93 in Minnehaha County. The age range of these cases include 5 individuals in the 0 to 19-year age category, 22 in the 20 to 29-year age category, 23 in the 30 to 39-year age category, 21 in the 40 to 49-year age category, 17 in the 50 to 59-year age category, 4 in the 60 to 69-year age category, 2 in the 70 to 79-year age category, and 7 in the 80-plus years age category. For a breakdown by sex, we're reporting 53 males and 48 females.
That we will open up to your questions.
Good morning. This is Joseph Barkoff from the Capital Journal. Good morning. This is Joseph Barkoff from the Capital Journal.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Thank you. I was curious, do you have a number on how many of those in Minnehaha are related to the Smithfield case? Pretty please.
So we have of the new 101 new cases, 36 of those individuals are Smithfield employees.
Next question.
Hi, this is Kelda Ferris with the American News in Aberdeen. Hi, this is Kelda Ferris with the American News in Aberdeen.
Go ahead, Kelda.
So we're getting reports here that there have been positive tests with people who are connected to our Demkota beef plant. Can you confirm any of that or what the Department of Health has advised that plant to do?
So what we can say is that we are investigating one case as a member of the Demkota beef plant in Aberdeen. We are, as we do with all of the facilities or businesses that have cases, we conduct an assessment of work close contacts as well as community close contacts of all positive cases and are making specific recommendations to that plant as well to reduce any potential for transmission within that business.
Next question.
Okay.
This is Mark from
Mark from the Black Hills Pioneer.
Monument Health put out a press release this morning saying they are starting a new research project to determine if blood plasma from recovered patients can be effective. And I know this is a question that I really should direct to Monument Health, but will the State Department of Health be reaching out to recovered patients to encourage them to donate blood or plasma?
This is Kim Olsen-Reisden. We have not been asked to, you know, actively reach out to folks, but, you know, I'm sure that Monument and anybody else that's participating in the study will be doing that, and, you know, we'd be happy to help get the word out about what's going on in our state as well.
Hi, this is Annabelle Hanslade calling in from CBS News. I'm wondering if we can get a breakdown of Smithfield employees and their close contacts with positive cases, and if you're investigating or looking into any other confirmed deaths besides the one from yesterday.
Hi, this is Dr. Josh Clayton. We're having, as part of our 1,411 COVID-19 cases, a total of 634 Smithfield employees, as well as 143 close contacts that are part of those cases, that are now cases. The other thing that I will say is that we are not, there's been no additional death that has been reported to us that we are investigating at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
This is Lisa with the Argus Leader. Just wondering, how many Smithfield employees total have you tested, and are you able to get through the contact testing for each new batch of Smithfield cases every day?
We are able to identify Smithfield employees as well as individuals in other businesses and other settings through the investigative process. So we do not have that information by negative tests for any specific business or location other than what we have provided as part of today's update to the website with negative cases by county. And
contact tracing.
All of the individuals who are positive cases, regardless of where they are, where they work, are contacted and close contacts both within the work setting and the community setting are identified and contacted by the South Dakota Department of Health.
Okay. Amy Ferlitti from the Associated Press.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering how long it takes for the contact tracers to get in touch with someone after they get a positive confirmation test, that they can, you know, do it the same day, or if it takes several days to get in touch with people. And I'm also wondering how many people you have actually doing that work. And my question is, I'm wondering when and if we might be able to see a racial breakdown of some of these positive cases.
So Yes, we do. As part of our process, we're actively contacting those close contacts. Focus is to contact all of those individuals, same day if possible. Depending on how quickly people, return our calls and when we're notified of the close contacts by those cases, sometimes that is not possible same day. But our staff actively work those cases on a daily basis and continue to do the outreach to those individuals.
Just how many people are doing that work?
Currently, this is Kim Miles from Ryzen. We have over 85 people doing that work, and we are continuing to add people to that list, and that is helping us and letting us keep up with the demand.
Hi, this is Todd Epkello, Radio in Sioux Falls. Thanks. There seems to still be a big disparity of cases between East River and West River, Rapid City and Sioux Falls. Is that due to a lack of spread of the virus West River or a lack of testing West River?
This is Kim Alsom-Risden. We've been able to enhance the website so you can see the total negative cases by county. So we think that's a helpful resource to folks. We think that, based on testing levels and based on hospital utilization, there is just not as much activity happening West River. However, we do want to make sure that, testing availability is not hindering people from being identified if they are symptomatic and are positive. We did deploy several more testing machines with the Abbott ID machines out West River, and we think that will help just ensure that there's good testing availability.
Thank you.
Next question.
This is Beth Warden. This is Beth Warden from Dakota News Now.
Go ahead.
Yes. Last Saturday, Governor Noem indicated that if anyone was concerned about social distancing or protocols not being taken at the workplace, that they could contact the Department of Health. What are you doing to let the public know that this is a resource available to them?
Beth, this is Kim Alsom-Risden. Well, we actively encourage and promote the resources that we have on the covid.sd.gov website, and we have tools for employers and employees, specifically out there. We are also working with different employer-based associations to help get information out to employers. So we're proactively making sure that they're seeing the guidance and are available for technical assistance to help help them understand how to implement those strategies.
And one final question.
What is your process if you do receive a report from someone that's concerned about their safety in the workplace regarding the virus?
So we have staff that will follow up on those kinds of communications and speak with and or visit the situation to help make sure that workers are safe in their workplace.
And your
final question.
This is Kelly Hertz from the Yankton Press in Dakotan.
Go ahead.
Hello. This is Kelly Hertz.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah. I think you said you had 7 new cases in the 80 to 89 range today, which actually is a lot compared to what we've had before. Is that just a random coincidence, or is there a cluster someplace that we should be aware of?
This is just part of ongoing testing that is occurring within within the community. I think what we're seeing is just that just more of the tests are being focused in some of the different areas. We are aware of cases as they occur in long-term care facilities, and so I think that they're doing a great job of testing individuals who are potentially symptomatic and at risk for COVID-19.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. We will visit again on Monday. We'd encourage you to tune into the governor's briefing here in the next 15 minutes for more information. Have a great afternoon.